Emerson Akay said, I am branching after YouTube too. Also, I did this like after the, everything I did, and this should have been like the before thing, but whatever. I'm branching after YouTube too. So, hi, YouTube. So, Emerson Akay is who I'm watching on YouTube. Well, that's my very first one, and I hope you guys like it. Yay! So, anyways, back to the original video that I planned on uploading without this intro. Okay, bye bye. So, Emerson Akay, it's been a minute, huh? Well, tarot reading for what's coming this full moon. You guys, I saw the most prettiest full moon. It was like between 8 and 9 p.m. No, actually, it was after 9 p.m. because I was coming home from Target after returning something. But okay, it was like an orange moon hidden between like, you know, a cloud above and a cloud underneath. And the cloud was like perfectly framing the moon. And that's why here we are doing this reading. Also, I was off yesterday, Wednesday, and today, Thursday. And yeah, I just have time, 2 days off. I'm getting a new job, but enough life updates. How y'all been? Welcome back, Sam's in case. Tarot reading for, okay, literally what I asked for, like what's coming for literally all the piles, pile one, pile two, pile three, pile four. I kind of messed it up. I'm sorry. Took your time picking, but yeah, sorry. What's coming for y'all from this full moon to the next full moon? So like, you know, in a month, basically. For pile one, we have Tiger's Eye. Isn't it so pretty? You guys, look at it focus. Ah, oh, look at my hands too, so pretty. But okay, we have power one. Take your time focusing. Also, I have an obsidian in the middle just because, you know, protection. Power two, I have the pyrite for you. Oh, I hope it's focusing. It is so sparkly, you guys. Oh my god. Anyways, power three, this angel quartz. Honestly, I'll be honest, I know nothing about crystals, so I don't know how they help or guide, but you guys see the rainbow in there? Like right here, you know, where my thumb is. But that's like right, see the rainbow? That's the rainbow quartz, angel quartz, sorry. And the sodalite, I think. I may have forgotten them. It's like the sun crystal, like it has two colors on different sides when you look at, like when you put light in different angle, like see right now, since I'm cupping the shadow and like different lights affects you, like right here, you know, this shit where it's happening right now. I think it's a soda light, I could be wrong, but you know what, I'm gonna go to the gym store and like get some aquamarine because somebody told me I needed you. It was one of the tarot readers that I listened to, which is like a lot of them. I think it was the Kino Tarot or Chloe Tarot, either one of them. Yeah, I don't know. Aquamarine and lapis lazuli. Lapis lazuli. Anyways, so take your time picking, and I don't know, maybe I should give it like 10 seconds. Hopefully I can wait that long. But yeah, we will get started with pile one after 10 seconds starting now. Okay. Okay, so pile one, I don't know if I said this or not, but background music for today is Spacing Out Last Night by Joni and PC Gamer. I think that's what the song is called. Okay, whatever. So pile one, for you guys, I have over here, these are what good things are coming for you from this full moon to the next full moon. And these are the bad things coming for you from this full moon to the next full moon. And this is not something bad. It's just like a warning. And I guess this is how this comes, because good and bad are always interconnected. One cannot exist without the other. And we know all the philosophy. These are the oracle cards and whatnot. And this card was like the overall energy. So I will go over like the oracle cards first. Let me just sit down, because I've been on my knees, not being a slut, I promise. Okay, you know, so as I said, I'll go over oracle cards. Actually, you know, since we already had the tarot, why not? So what good things are coming for you? We have the Queen of Swords with the Four of Coins, clarified by the Judgment, and the Sun reversed with the Two of Wands. For the bad things, we have the Ten of Wands reversed, the Hanged Man. We have the King of Cups with the Two of Swords. Okay, so I'll start with the bad, because I think it's integrating to the good. I feel like you guys had somebody in your life that you thought was the King of Cups, but it turns out you were just like blind to all the negativity and pressure they brought you, and now that you're seeing the truth, since the bottom of the deck is the Seven of Cups, like you are starting to feel enlightened about everything bad is happening to you. That's going to be a bit soul crushing for you. Yes, I agree, and maybe that is the bad for you. But on the good side, we have you are becoming the Queen of Swords with better judgment. You're gonna like start picking your swords up, you know, like cutting them off since they are the bad person. Now, I don't know if this is you or them, it could be either or, but since there's a sun over here and a sun over here and a sun over here, I think this is you, you know, just with all the sun energy. Oh, and the sun is always over here. But okay, see, this is a masculine. This is a masculine. You have the feminine, you have feminine over here. So it may be them, it may be you. I'm not sure about this one. Since it's been clarified by the sun and the two of wands. Oh, okay, you know what? I think it's them. And I think you saw them as somebody who gave you all these things, who gave you all this gold. But you didn't know the truth behind it was that they stole all these goods. Basically, that's what I want to say. Because this guy really gives me like, you know, thief vibes. He stole all this, but made you think like, you know, he earned it the honest, he earned it the hard, honest way with the judgment. And I guess those secrets are being revealed to you. And now you know what to do. And I think you have been in the process of learning this for a while now. And finally, like between this full moon and the next full moon, you go through that, you know, judgment. You go from this to this. Like from this to this. Yeah. Like you're gonna take your swords, cut all these bindings down and move forward, move away from him. Because basically it seems like he left you hung and now he's leaving. But yeah, you know better now. And honestly, with this judgment card, I just feel like angels are with you. I don't know. I could be wrong, but angels are with everybody at every time, so why not? So anyways, for the overall energy, we have the lovers with an angel. The irony, huh? I guess this is your path to finding your true lover or finding what you actually love, you know? But all in all, I can see that angels are with you. And I guess this all happened so that, you know, you could find, like, see this guy, he's coming out of a grave. Wait, hold on, let me see. Yeah, they're coming out of graves with this little baby watching them. So maybe like you and your lover are gonna come and have a cute little kid. That's what it looks like. Can y'all see it? Oh no, yeah, the baby is also waking up. So the baby is also waking up from the grave. I guess it wasn't your time to go. Or maybe like the end of this relationship is giving birth to a new one. Yeah, that's what it is. Like I'm being all philosophical. Now let's see, I'll get to the music in the last because the music is what I listen the best. Okay, so for you guys, I have two of the, oh my god, I didn't even mention all the decks I use. So I have the, you know, Spellcasting Oracle, then the Starseed Oracle, the Manga Tarot, and my own little deck I made with my hands and wrote songs on. So for the Spellcasting or the Starseed Oracle, we have the Seven Star Sisters, Birthing Creations, Tapestry of Life, Expression. Ah, look at this, you guys. Let me see if it's like in frame or not. Yeah, it is. It's just at a weird angle where I cannot see the camera, you know, so I don't know what's in frame and what's not. Okay. So with the Seven Star Sisters, I really feel like your angel, like these star sisters with you. Okay, Birthing Creations. Now that you are a queen, you can do whatever you want and you are birthing your own creation, making a tapestry for your life and expressing yourself. This is what basically, that's the best way I can incorporate this. Also, you may be finding your seven sisters. You know, there was like this story about the seven sisters. I think it has to do about the red string of fate. Let me do some research and be right back. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I couldn't find the story I was talking about, but one version I found is like the Seven Sisters and the Hunter. In Greek mythology, the Pleiades were the seven daughters of the Titan Atlas. He was forced to hold up the sky for eternity and was therefore unable to protect his daughters to save the sisters from being raped. Being like R.I.P. by the Hunter Orion, Zeus transformed them into stars. But the story says one sister fell in love with a mortal and went into hiding, which is why we only see six stars. My source is theconversation.com/the world's oldest story, astronomers say global myth, blah blah blah. I mean, just Google it, seven sisters, and you'll find it, I guess. But maybe you are finding your like lost little sixth sister, or maybe you are the lost seventh sister, or maybe you're like the lost seventh sister. And you are finding the other sisters. You're finding a tribe. Let's see what the other cards have to say. All of them are reversed. Okay. Jump in. Andromeda. Fuck, what is this? Andromedan energy. Adventure. Say yes to change. I read something about this over here. Nope, it's Aboriginal groups, not Andromedan. Ugh, I forget. Andromedan, whatever. So jump in, literally like it says, go ahead, be the queen you are born to be and move on. Like, just jump forward. Ah, see the way I put it up? Coincidentally, it happened to be right on the hangman. Jump in instead of being hung up on it, okay? Also, like this duo of wands, I see it as picking between two worlds. One wand is to pick this world in his hand, and the other is to pick the world outside his hand, outside his control, where he doesn't know shit about. And now for the spellcasting oracles, you guys. So what happened was, I was trying to channel like in general, but the only thing that I could think of, like, I tried to say that what things are coming for people who pick power one in, like, you know, from this full moon to the next full moon, but I just started chanting in my head, like, what good things are coming. So basically, these are for what good things are coming. And let me see if it's still in focus or not. Oh my god. So let's see. Financial health. Aww. I'm gonna self-explanatory. You're gonna, remember this is you. You got a divorce and I guess you're taking all the money. Good job for you. Grieving. Something very important. And yes, grieving helps you transform into a butterfly. Look at how sad they are. They see the soul. Like, I don't even know what they are by. Like a window, but yes, screaming is very important to help you move on with life. And I guess those are the good things coming to you, Power One. Now let's see what the song is. Movie star. Oh, she's the movie star. Y'all need to listen to this song. I don't know like what the English version was, I forgot, but I'll link it in the description. The music video, not the English version, because, you know, I guess they have captions and the artist deserve all the credit. And they're amazing boy bands too. Six, they work really hard. Be right. Sorry, I had to burp, but I didn't expect the reading to be so short, you know? Even though I have like so many cards out. But anyways, pile one, this is the best. All the reading I have for you. And I wish you good luck for whatever is coming in like the next month. It seems like, you know, you are going to turn into a queen. So I'm not that worried about you. And you also have top tier judgment. I guess you learned your lesson. Not to be rude, but you know, still being rude. Anyways, thanks for coming, Pile One. And if you chose another pile, I will see you there. But bye bye for now. And I will move on to Pile Two. Hi, Pile Two. Welcome to your reading. The background music for tonight is Spacing Out Last Night by Joni and PC Gamer. I think I forgot to mention that. But okay, so what we are looking at today is what good things and what bad things are coming for you from this full moon to the next full moon, like in that time period, okay? So yeah, we'll get right into it. So starting, we have the Seven of Swords clarified by the Star, Ten of Swords reversed clarified by the Six of Pentacles. For the bad things, we have the Moon clarified by the Four of Swords, the Page of Wands clarified by the King of Coins and reversed, okay? So I feel like these two are connected. Basically, you are finding out some secrets. Somebody's been deceiving you and you are finding out. It's just, you're kind of hurt that, you know, you have been deceived. That's been like an unequal give and taken, and that's turning back around. Basically, the good thing that's coming to you is you're going to become a star. I guess you're going to end up single after all this. Damn, Palman also has something with a breakup on it. Damn, are like all my readings relationship based? I don't know. I don't want that. But whatever comes, it comes. We just take the message. Or maybe I'm just bad at interpreting this. Who knows? It's either word. Okay, so not to make light of it. So I guess you saw somebody who had ambition and you thought that they were like the shit. You thought they were the shit. They were good for you. But turns out that they are nothing like they said they are, you know, like all their secrets are coming up. Okay, the bottom of the deck, last I shuffled was like what bad things are coming. The bottom of the deck is Eight of Swords. Basically, I see this as you being trapped in a tower. You thought you had it all, the mansion and everything, but it turns out he lied, because underneath that is the Hierophant. You know, I think you wanted Union G. Let's see what this card is. Oh, truth coming out. And the bottom of the deck is Death. So yeah, something is dying. I think it's your relationship. Things are changing. To put it bluntly. But yeah, you are becoming more wiser. I guess you are learning your value. That's the best thing that's to come from this one. And you're going to learn how, like, what people are trying to deceive you and who to trust and whatnot. Because honestly, you've been doing so much to people, and I guess you just got stabbed in the back by, like, you know, this person. They stabbed you in the back. Like, see, you're resting over here. Now all these secrets coming out, you're in unrest. But I think you're getting over all that. That's a good thing, though. You're getting over all that. You're not giving people too much. You're giving them what they give you. You know, like, in the past, you gave everybody everything they wanted, and now things are gonna change. Yeah, you're gonna give them what they deserve and what they give you. Okay, but this is all I have for tarot. Let's see what the bottom of, like, what the overall energy is. The Queen of Cups reversed. Interesting. So yeah, you are going to be, like, I guess, a bit apprehensive with your emotions, since, you know, you've been hurt. You know, like, you had this full cup and now you're dumping it all out. Also, Star is, like, related to the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius is an air energy. Air signs are not as well connected to their emotions, especially Aquarius, since they are known to be aloof. They are not as well connected to the to their emotions, I assume. I could be wrong. You should need to double check about that. I'm trying to do, like, I assume. I could be wrong. You need to double check, but it's all over here where you cannot see. Okay, so overall energy is, like, the Queen of Cups. I guess you, like, you found out everything bad, and now you're turning it all around. You're trying to be more positive, and you are getting there. Okay, now let's see what song we have first. I did the song last for pile one. I don't know why, but don't know what to do. Blackpink. Ah, see, that's the energy with the Reverse Queen of Cups. You have all these emotions, you're hurt, and now you don't know what to do. I don't know what to do without you. Yeah, you don't know what to do without them. You're hurt. They lied to you. And they were like your everything at one point in time. And now you don't know what to do without them. Now, okay, let's see what the Starseed Oracle has. Okay. God, all these are erased. We the Heart on. Deep love, mother's milk, birth as a portal. Okay. So I guess you are going back home to your mom. I guess if you have good relationships with your mom, you're going back to your mom. And if you don't, maybe you're mending relationships with your mom, or maybe, like, with your partner's mom. And, you know, like, or maybe you are pregnant, since we have birth as a portal. But I don't get pregnancy vibes from any of these cards. Maybe, like, the Star could be a pregnancy vibe. Oh, no, no. Anyways, like, you are going back to your roots. You know, like, finding support in your family. If you're not in good terms, maybe this will be the thing that gets you in good terms. Next, we have Weight of the World. Boundaries, let it go. It's not yours to carry. See, you've been carrying all these weight by everybody else. I know it's like the Ten of Wands, that's the weight card, but Ten of Swords, we'll just use this whatever since we have it here. Just to read. Also, I wanted to rant real quick. Okay, you know, this, when I saw this, I just thought, like, you know how when you're dating somebody, or, like, when you have something and people, like, you know, I told you they were not a good person, yet you didn't listen to me. Like, bitch, fuck you. I learned my lesson. I'm hurt now. I came here to get consoled, not to get lectured and to prove your ego, right? Like, I came here to ask you for, like, help and comfort and support, but here you are dumping on me. Fuck you, bitch. Who does that? I would do that. I would do that, but I would hate to be the one get, like, that treatment too. Whatever. Okay, now for the Starseed Oracle. I tried to channel, like, the general reading, but all in my head I could channel was, like, what good things are coming for people who pick, you know, all the pals. Pal you between this full moon and the next full moon. So let's see what good things are coming for you. Oh, prosperity. Wow. I mean, you guys are flourishing. Honestly, like, this gold dust looks like coins too, so maybe, like, I don't know, financially you guys are prospering. You might be, like, drawn to Power One too, I don't know, because they had a similar issue. And one of the cards over here, oh my god, I know when I was flicking and carrying cards, it was the same card as, yeah, Queen of Swords. That was the first card for Power One. Oh my god, you guys, so I put this down and, like, it fell down, but this was at the bottom. Ten of Cups. Oh my god. Okay, that's supposed to be the bad things coming, so I guess I want to take it as a good sign, you guys, but bad things are, maybe turns out that rainbow you saw was just, like, under the guise of the fuck. Well, good things are coming low, so Ten of Cups, confirmation low. That was a good card. Now we know love is coming to you. Okay, you know, I could, let me do a whole 180 on this reading, okay? Let me do a whole 180. So the first scenario was somebody broke your heart. The next scenario is you've been riding without ambition. This is you riding without ambition, without rest, without any financial needs. You have no money to give and you are burdened, but somebody sees you. This is you having a joyful, deceiving people because I guess you've been to trauma and now you are in that energy. Somebody sees you, sees the star you are. They come in and offer you their cup. Would you look at that? See, like, since the reverse queen, you have a cup to give. Your cup is like, I don't know, stale water. But now they give you a fresh new cup of water. And that is the love you see and prosperity. And don't know what to do. Like, you didn't know what to do without them. Like, basically, this is like the renegade energy. You didn't know what to do. You were just a runaway. Like, I don't know, living out in the woods, bathing under the sun, moonlight. But now they come in, like, I'm doing a total 180 on this, okay? So now they come in and, like, okay, see, basically moon and moon. One night while you're bathing, you see this person, you come in. And I guess you guys help each other out and turn these two around, you know? I did a total 180 on my thing. I can do that, you guys. I'm, like, that smart, you know? What can I say? I can look at every perspective. That's the ENTP. And yeah, weight of the world lifted. Let it go. It's not going to get it. She's also in the water. Okay, you guys need to connect with the water. You guys need to go by the water, like spend some time in the ocean, in the pool. Not in the ocean, I don't know, like a lake or like a pond or in a pool somewhere. Take a nice bath because we have so much water. There's water in this image too. She's looking at a lake. And there's water in the background too. Wait, no, that's road. I'm sorry. But whatever, you know, we have one water, two water, three water, four waters. And yeah, over here in the background is water too, I assume. It looks too small, but water over here. And look at this. Prosperity, love, also the color pink and roses. I don't know. Also, this is by water too. But anyways, pile two. This is all I have for you. And oh my god, your reading was 10 minutes long too. Just like pile one. Kind of like shorter than 10 minutes. A few seconds. But you guys seem shit. No, you guys is like actually like 10 minutes-ish kind of. I'm not sure though. I guess we'll find out the timestamps. But this is all I have for you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And I hope things go well for you. And I hope that this is the 180 part that I talk about. Like the 180 degree twist with it on this. I hope this is what happens to you. Instead of, you know, you getting your heart broken. Either or. Both are important. See, we have that over here. Since change. And two of coins. I guess all this juggling is going to come to an end. I don't know. Four of coins. Somebody comes with coins. Powen also had four of coins. You know. Whatever. Anyways. Yeah, I will leave this over here and I will see you whenever I see you. Bye bye. Thanks for coming in. If you have another pile, go pick that pile or whatever. And I hope this resonates. But have a good night, you guys. Peaces. Hi, pile three. So, the background music for tonight is going to be Spacing Out Last Night by Joni and PC Gamer. But you guys see this spread? So pretty. Okay. Oh, wow. So, what we did is we asked what's coming for you, like what good things are coming for you from this full moon to the next full moon, and what bad things are coming for you from this full moon to the next full moon. Okay. Oh, I like your reading, you guys. Okay, so you guys, okay, King of Cups. For the good things, we are King of Cups, Eight of Coins, clarified by the Five of Swords reversed, and the Nine of Wands reversed. The bad things are Wheel of Fortune, clarified by the King of Coins reversed, Queen of Swords, clarified by the Knight of Swords reversed, and the Vault reversed. And for the bad things, bottom of the deck is the Lovers. I don't usually mention it, but I just felt like mentioning it. This time so it was the Lovers, but okay, you know, guys. Underneath that, the High Priestess. Oof, you guys are like your reading. Top of the deck, Four of Swords reversed. Okay, anyway, so Pile 1 got this card, Pile 2 got this card. And when I cut the deck, Pile 2 also had this card. Y'all could be related, but most probably it seems like y'all are not related at all. I will bluntly say it. weeks of what good things are coming for you guys. Seems like there's love coming into your life with the King of Cups. There's peace coming with somebody, since Five of Swords is like, you know, a conflict card, and like choosing whether you want to hold a grudge or hold the people close to you, whether you want to let them walk away or keep your ego. Since it's reversed, you won't have a choice to make. People are coming to you. That's why we hear the King of Cups. You don't have to work as hard as you used to. You don't have to keep focusing on work. You're getting some sort of break. And some sort of breakthrough, like with your passion. I guess you've been thinking about what to do with life, where to go with life, and you just keep working and working and working and working non-stop. You're constantly doing something. But there's somebody coming to spark up your world. I like this reading. Okay, I could be totally drunk about this, but I know, and like somewhere in my heart, somewhere in my soul, I know I'm right about this, even though I don't have either one. Somebody is coming to spark up your whole world, make you work less. Now for the bad things, we have the Wheel of Fortune with the Queen of Swords. Like Wheel of Fortune clarified with the King of Coins, with the Queen of Swords clarified by the Knight of Swords and the World. Y'all know, y'all ready for this? Okay, basically, you've been this Queen of Swords, you know, cutting people, going forward, just moving on with life. I know you guys are my masculine part. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, you guys are masculine, always focused on work. But there is this feminine coming into your life. Now, with the Wheel of Fortune, clarified with the King of Coins, I feel like you guys feel like you are not ready for love, okay? But you don't have a choice in this. This girl that's coming into you, this feminine, I don't want to say girl, this feminine that's coming into you, she's going to turn your world upside down. Whether you're ready or not, okay? So that's why. Okay, you know, she's going to turn your world upside down. You're going to fall for this person. Change your world completely. The world is about the card of completion. Like the bad thing, you're going to think like, loving somebody is a bad thing. That's why the lovers is at the bottom, the highest priestess over here. You think like you need to focus on work and like only work, but yeah, they are gonna come, divert your attention and everything. And yeah, that is going to be like a real, I don't want to make light of this because, you know, it's kind of like a movie, but honestly, like you are going to go through a lot of mental turmoil because, okay, there's somebody coming into you, changing your whole way of thinking, and that is like literally hard to cope with, you know, because you think you're not ready for the love yet, you need to keep hustling, you're not ready, you need to keep going forward, you need to keep going, I should be more clear with my words, you need to keep going forward, you don't have time for love right now, but she comes in with a flare. Doesn't matter how you reject her, you may keep a strong sword in your hand, but she's coming with a flare, and you're not even gonna see what happens, because okay, look, all of these cards, like most of these cards, King of Cups, his eyes are closed, okay? Wheel of Fortune, the eyes are closed. Knight of Swords, the eyes are closed. The World, you can see her eyes. The lovers is the angel, the only one who can see, and like the other lovers, their eyes are closed too. You don't see it coming, and that's what's gonna fucking hurt you. That's what's gonna like trouble you the most. You struggle with yourself. That's gonna be a struggle, whether I should or not, but ultimately you give in to your feelings, and I like that for you. You know, you try to bury yourself into work, but nah, this person keeps persisting, and I don't mean they keep pushing onto you, it's just they stay in your head. They stay in your spirit. You know, wands are seen as like the cards are seen as like the passionate sex cards, but I see wands as passion too, sex too. Like you guys gonna masturbate and shit to all of this. And literally with the Wheel of Fortune, they're gonna turn your world literally upside down. You may see them as a snake, but they're just a girl. Or the feminine of your, like their counterpart basically. You're finding your soulmate. And I guess maybe you already know who this person is. It's whoever makes you feel all clustered, all like, you know, messed up in your head. I think during this full moon, you're coming to terms. You're coming, like, you're going to accept your feelings for them, you know? That's why we are the King of Cups. You're like, okay, fine, whatever the fuck. I fall for them. It is what it is. Now, you know, let's just see where things go. I guess you might ask them out too. I want to say this relationship is guided by angels and the red string of fate, since we have like two cards with red strings, and red strings of fate, the story behind it is, or the myth behind it is, two people who are destined to be together are tied with this red string of fate, and nothing in the world or outside this world or anything, like, you know, non-existent, existent, can cut this string, no matter how far apart you are, even if it's two worlds apart. Okay, this was over here. Oops, sorry. Now let's see. The overall energy is the King of Wands. Talk about horniness. See, you guys have been neglecting your sexual health. You guys need this. Like, you guys have no passion, like, no passion and love, but now things are gonna turn around. Or I guess you guys were just horn dogs before. You just went from, like, fucking to fucking, but yeah, all that's stopping from this wands, like, from this fire, you're going to water. Fire and, like, you know, fire and water, they don't mix. Water beats fire all the time. So yeah, your fire is getting beaten by this water. You're falling in love with this person. Oof. You have it rough, buddy. Let's see what song you have. Give me 1 second. You know, I'll come back to the song later. So Pal 1, I did it last. Pal 2, I did it first, but here we are. So for the Starseed Oracle, I also had what good and bad things are coming in general. Like, you know, what's coming in general. Let me see if it's still recording. Oh no. You guys had 3 cards. I just felt drawn to, like, get 3 cards. Okay. First one, wait. It's not yet time. Things are being woven. Ooh. So I guess it's not yet time to go ahead and talk to them. I don't know. I guess, or maybe you could be in this waiting energy, you know? Or maybe you don't want to wait anymore. God, there's so many ways to interpret this wait. I don't know. Let's get more context. All paths lead home. Inner authority, intuition, turn your gaze in, like, within. Ooh, so there's gonna be a lot of soul studying in this. Oh, wow. Yikes. A new earth. Let me go real quick. Be right back. I need to burp. So, you know, I always say this on my readings. Ace of Tarot, whenever she burps, she sees it as confirmation. She sees it as confirmation. Tara with Tay, I was watching her video the other day. She burped too. And she was like, oh, there you go, confirmation. So, yeah. Confirmation. You all know it's right. Okay, a new year, a new earth. It's happening. Keep holding the vision. So, whatever you're trying to work towards, like, whatever you're trying to build, it's still happening. You're going to this new earth. All paths lead home. You see this as your final destination. And I guess this lover part is also, like, a way home. And I guess it's just saying wait, because it's gonna take a bit while longer to get to this destination. So I think you had this vision in your life where you wanted to, you know, get settled with money first and then go after love. After you were after you knew, like, you were financially stable, then you wanted to go for love. But I think this wait card is like, I just gave you the finger, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, but this wait card is like, this needs to wait. I guess your destiny tells you, or like your journey is supposed, like the journey to being the King of Coins is supposed to be with your queen. And yeah. Anyways, so fuck, where was I? Okay, your journey to your queen or journey to your kingdom needs to be with your queen, the queen that's coming in, the Queen of Swords. That's you, you know. And I was gonna say something about, you know, you're like learning, getting in touch with your femininity, and femininity was receiving, loving, Venus energy. And Venus is about love. Anyways, now let's see the spellcasting oracle first too. For this one, the only I tried to get good and bad, but the only thing was like, what good things are coming for people. Piles from this full moon to the next full moon. So these are the good things that's coming. Confidence. Aw, look at that, another angel. Or maybe like, this person is like a really confident person. They're confident in who they are. You know, this, okay, y'all should listen to Brer Rose Tarot. She does amazing readings, and she always talks about the manic pixie girl dream vibe. And maybe the person you are attracted to has this vibe, because you guys seem like the, you know, prude business suit type of person who is like work focused, and now here comes this colorful person into your life, changing your worldview. And reconciliation, reconciliation. So you guys are getting reconnected, I think, with your former lover, since I see the moon as, you know, the symbol of love, the ultimate symbol of love. Okay, moon is also related, or like related to the sign of Cancer and the in the zodiacs. And like the tarot card of moon is related to Pisces and like the tarot. Yeah, so both of them are water sign, both of them have to do with love. And as we all know, Cancer is the mother of all zodiacs, and Pisces is like, I don't know, the imaginary child, like the child with the great imagination, the person with the great imagination. So yeah, maybe this person is bringing color into your life, and I guess you guys are the ones you needed. So maybe, like, you, this person is the one you needed to show you color. You are the person they needed to show them that colors can also, like, lead to. They don't need to be in the sky always. They can also come, there's also ground underneath the sky. Yeah, basically that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you show them that it's not that bad being grounded, and they show you it's not that bad flying up in the sky, even though you guys are like the air sign energy and they are the earth sign energy. I don't know. But yeah, you guys teach you that. You guys like bring a proper balance with earth and heaven. Like, yeah, heaven and earth. And that way you guys have a great connection, teaching each other like how to be together, and that's how you can get to your kingdom, you know, build your own kingdom. Now let's see what song we have. POV Ariana Grande. Oof, this song perfectly relates to this, you know. This song goes, it's like you got superpowers. Turn my minutes into, I cannot sing, I will get copyrighted, or maybe, I don't know, you guys will go away because I sing bad. It's like you got superpowers, turn my minutes into hours. The chorus goes like, I wanna love me the way you love me, and this is what you're learning. I really like this for you, but you guys are going to fucking struggle with this, because I guess you had never experienced your emotions before, and now it's just going to hit you. I guess you guys have been neglecting your emotions, but it's just going to hit you all, you know. I mean, sucks to be you, I wanna say, but you know, good things are coming, what can I say, you know. Anyways, that's all I have for you, pile 3. I will see you whenever I see you. I hope this comes through and you find your true lover, your one true soulmate, and everything nice happens to you. And I will see you when I see you. And maybe by the next full moon, you will be dating them. Who knows? We'll find out in the next full moon, okay? I'll forget about it, but so I'll think about doing a reading of, you know, like, so what happened with the people who picked pile 3? Where are they now? Like, from this reading. Like, what's life for them right now? But yeah, that's about how I leave it off. I even cleaned up my station for you. An angel oracle. So we saw so many angels, and yeah, one more angel, you know, whatever angels don't. But thanks for coming. Good night. Bye-bye. Pieces. Hi, pal 4. Oh my god. So the background music for tonight is going to be Spacing Out Last Night by Joni and PC Gamer. I think I said it right. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I said the same thing for the other pals, but I hope it's right. Okay. So today we're doing what good things and bad things are coming for you from this full moon to the next full moon. So, like, I don't know, it looks kind of bad, honestly, but it kind of looks kind of tough. Not bad per se, but tough. But honestly, it's just gonna be a month, y'all will get through it. I know y'all will. Okay, so what's happening? Good things, we have the Ten of Wands clarified by the Four of Coins. I mean, Ten of Wands reversed, you know, clarified by the Four of Wands. The Fool reversed, clarified by the Page of Swords reversed. And the Eight of Swords clarified by the Magician. Okay, so this one just jumped out. At least these two flip together, so I just took them. And these two flip together, so I just took them. I only wanted to take like 4 cards in total for each, but 6 came out, so whatever. The bad things are Knight of Wands reversed with 6 of Coins. The High Priestess reversed with 8 of Coins. 6 of Coins reversed, 8 of Coins. And the 3 of Coins with Ace of Swords, okay? So let's go through the, you know, bad first. Okay, basically, fuck, I don't even know where to start. Okay, so the bad. You are lacking motivation for some reason. And I think it's because you had a team with you, but yeah, they kind of made you do everything by yourself. And now, like, you know, you were this, carrying all the ones together, riding them, doing everything yourself. They added one extra shit and shit went downhill. There was no equal given taken, you know. It was like all on you. You worked the hardest. You like did all the work. high priestess, she's knowledgeable, she's intuitive, and she like knows what's the right thing to do. But reverse is like, you know, overworking, I'm assuming, okay, that's my translation for this. Overworking, just like working is going too hard, I guess, fighting demons all by yourself. Like, we understand you're a high priestess, but you still have other priestesses with you who can help you and give you their energy. And you thought you had these other priestesses, but turns out it was just you all alone. Yeah, it was just you all alone doing everything. That's a bad thing, okay? You're realizing this, and I guess you're like at the epitome of, you know, finally understanding that it's all you. It's always been just you. Now, the good things are coming, like, you're not gonna be fooled by it anymore, okay? You're not caring. You're like unburdening yourself. I see 10 of Wands reverse as unburdening. All that shit you put into working, you're taking it with you, not giving them anything they don't deserve. You used to feel trapped because, you know, you felt like you were doing, like they weren't helping around, and you basically were trapped in their, you know, foolish games. But now you are like removing the trash from yourself. You literally have all the power. Okay, let me go over this for a second. You're unburdening yourself, taking your shit with you, okay? You're not being the fool anymore. You're not gonna leave because this is your shit and you invested your everything into it. See, like, it's not your drama to deal with. Like, you're not gonna fight back or anything. You're just gonna free yourself, use all the tools you have, and kick them out. Literally, that's my advice. Kick them out. Like, you are literally a one-man show. You are the fucking avatar. You don't, like, avatar have friends and teachers, but you don't need these people hanging around with you, you know? Okay, like, you know, Aang, like these other kids at the air temple who like isolated Aang just because he was the avatar, and they felt like it would be unfair because, you know, Aang is an avatar and whoever's team he was on, they would win, so they didn't play with Aang. Kind of like that energy. But now you're Aang, and you're gonna find your Katara, your Sokka, your Toph, your Zuko, and the rest of your friends, you know? And your Iroh too. Everybody needs an Iroh in their life. But the overall energy, yeah. Fuck, you really thought somebody was your friend helping you out. They were there with you since your childhood. You're using a best friend of sorts. I'm so sorry. Like, you thought they were giving you a cup, and that was like, they were bringing the water for you, and you were blooming flowers. But turns out, it wasn't a thing. You were doing all the shit yourself, finding water. You weren't there while you waited for them. While they did, God knows what. I don't know, something stupid. Let's see. Okay, the bottom of the deck is the Ace of Coins. The bad thing. Underneath that is a Two of Wands. They were exploring the world instead of giving you, you know, whatever you deserved. Resources, you know, like, you thought they were being resourceful, giving you everything they had, but yeah, they were just going out playing while you did all the hard work. Am I whispering? I'm sorry, you guys. Oh my god. But anyways, that's all I have for the tarot. Oh, this was reversed. So you are finding out the truth about somebody, maybe your relationship have one, since they also had a similar ask story. But I honestly forgot what most of their reading was, that even though it was like, what, 42 minutes ago. Sorry. Now let's get into the chair, or like the oracles, and then like the music. Okay, for the starseed oracle, I still ask the same question: what good and bad things in general are coming to you from this full moon to the next? The first is Tower and Sisters, hidden secrets, lost wisdom. Look a little deeper. So I guess, sorry, little obsidian over there. I also didn't get your soda light in here. I'm so sorry. You know how the soda light has like two light and dark sides? I guess that's like you, you know? Like, you have a light side and your dark side. People only saw the light and now they're about to see the dark. They saw the light and took advantage of it, but now they're gonna see the shadow. They deserve it, honestly. Anything, any wrath you have against them. Like, for non-violence and shit, whatnot, they hurt you, you know? It's only fair. Like, I guess the best revenge is to move on, you know, being all philosophical and stuff. But being human, it feels good to hurt somebody and make them understand your pain that they put you through. And that's why people are mean to each other, I guess. Yeah, because I don't know, like, you hurt me. I want you to feel how I felt. I want you to understand my pain. It's not that I want to hurt you back. I just want you to understand how you made me feel and take accountability and apologize for that. But it's just sad that people don't do that, including me, I assume. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I apologized. Again, I don't do that. Star ancestors, hidden secrets, lost wisdom, look a little deeper. So I guess this is you learning, or you're looking into yourself and realizing all this wisdom is in you, you know? You're finding the magic within you. That's the star ancestors. You're connecting with your ancestors, maybe with your parents, with your family too, about what to do. And the next is star oh my god, you guys, star ancestors, we were talking about family, star family. You're part of a team of souls. Call in support. See, literally, I am here to support you with my tarot. It's the best I can do. The tarot readers are the people on the internet, are the people who choose pile for. You guys are gonna be there for each other. I know that. I know, like, trial morning is a thing. And you guys may become internet friends, who knows? But yeah, star family, they're there. You have so much support. You have so much support that you can go and on your own. And I know you are going to go on your own. You are going to take control back. You are the high priestess. This temple, this church, it's yours. You are the high priestess. Those people are gonna get kicked out. You don't have to feel like a prisoner in your own home. This is your domain. You rule it. With kindness, of course, since you're affecting your, since like you're a priestess. Sorry, priestess, I didn't mean to curse in your presence. Like, you know what everything is, you know how everything works. You're gonna use that to your advantage and kick these bitches out. Sorry to curse in your presence again, but they deserve all the cursings, all the curses, or all the bad words. Now for the spellcasting oracle, the other pals, you like only got two, but you guys are getting three. Isn't that nice? And like, I tried to like get a general one for the spellcasting, but the only thing I could chant was in my mind was like, you know, what good things are coming for pal four between this full moon and the next full moon. You know, the first is trust. They made you lose your trust, but I guess you are going to find a source to trust again. Seeing as how she's looking at the light, you are going to trust. Like, maybe in tarot, maybe this is your very first tarot reading, maybe in God, the universe, you're going to find some source of trust, or like some sort of belief, some sort of faith to have, or maybe trust in yourself, trust in the people or the new people around you. And see, it's an angel. These are wings. Trust in your guardian angel. I don't know. We'll find out more. Let's see. Transformation. You're transforming, not being stuck anymore. Literally what we said. But see, the sunrise, you're turning into a bright new sun. And the sodalite for your stone, I just feel like sodalite is related to sun. I don't know, I'm convinced. Butterfly, your wings, you're flying above, you know, above these bitches underneath you. Going away from your hell. Turning your church, like, back into a church. Justice, you guys. What's good is coming to you is justice. That bitch is gonna get what they deserve. Yes, I'm excited for you. And the car leaving your hand was my mom going to work at, I don't know, 5 a.m. I don't know. Oh, it's Prime Day. That's why she works at Amazon. I should put my laptop to charge. You're going to hear wires right now. I'm so sorry. Oof. Sorry. I'm literally plugging it right now. Okay. It's in. Now for the song. Call You Mine. BB Rexha. I love this song, especially the music video. It's like BB murdering the chain smokers, but it's like a reverse footage of what goes down. It's like she's taking the bodies away, and now like it's all the way her to murdering them and back to her being like a, you know, exotic dancer, to put it lightly. But I love BB Rexha, her songs, her vibes. Chainsmokers, they're good too, but I love BB Rexha. I don't know, maybe listen to BB Rexha. And I think I also want to say, go somewhere like with an open sky where you can take the sky in, because there's like a lot of sky imagery in it with not a lot of other elements, not a lot of water, not a lot of, I don't know, like fire. Go for a hike somewhere up in the mountains, or go for a drive up in the mountains, like somewhere where you can see this, where you feel like you're at a high altitude in between buildings, or maybe just go at the top of a skyscraper. I don't know. You know what song came to my mind right now? Okay, let's do this again. You know what song came to my mind right now? Baby, you're a firework. Come and show how bright you burn. Make it go up, up, up. Okay, you guys, this is all I have for you. Oh my god, yeah. But this is all I have for you. Thank you for coming, powerful, and I hope, I know you'll get the justice you deserve, so I don't need to say I hope you get the justice you deserve. But I hope this happens, well, it's gonna be within a month, so, you know, it's kinda soon. I hope you're happy. Yeah, that seems like a good thing to say. I don't know what to say. But anyways, you guys, you know, I hope things are never good, and yeah, this is all I have for you today. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Ouch, I hit my knee while standing up. Bye-bye, good night, and...